1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been far too long since we have had our guest on the program. Please welcome back to the program, Vern Cunningham. Good morning, Vern. How are you?
Huh?
Well, how are you? How are you, Vern?
Thank you.
For those of you who may not, be familiar, Vern Cunningham has been on the show for
years and years.
About 40 years.
Might be a little much, Vern. Maybe 10, but you do tend to disappear from time to time.
Yeah, because of the carnival.
Yeah, so.
Huh?
God, you're getting worse. So, with all the quarantining and people staying at home and COVID stuff, how's the carnival business?
Well, we're just kind of quarantining ourselves, hanging out in my trailer. It's me and the wolf boy, and every once in a while, Dennis, the guy whose eyes pop out of his head, comes over, but he has to put a mask on his face. And he had one of them masks that's like the kind when you hold a place up, you know?
Nylon. Yeah, ladies,
one time,
ladies stocking.
Yeah, he'd come in and he's wearing one of them things, and then his eyes pop out of the two holes in the skier's mask and scare the crap out of us.
Well, that'd be awful.
Nobody else has eyes like that. That's got to be Dennis.
The awful uncomfortable on the eyes, that itchy.
Yeah, that nylon rubbing on the eyeball.
But we got a virtual carnival that one of the guys has a computer, and you look on there, and it's like you're riding on the Super Himalaya, and they play like Def Leppard music, and it's kind of like you're riding on the Super Himalaya.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, virtual. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So you must miss some of your carnival friends. I mean, you said the wolf boy and Dennis, the guy with the eyes
that pop out of his head.
Right, yeah. with the eye problem. There's got to be a name for that, right? A clinical name for...
Yeah, it's the eyes that pop out of the head.
Yeah, right. I'm sure.
That's what the doctors call it. I got a picture of Mike and Joe, you guys.
Oh, great.
In my wallet. Let me reach for that.
What's the fella's name?
Dennis. Where's Dennis from? How long have you known him?
That guy was in Wisconsin. He was working the state fair, and we poached him. We got him away from you fellas, and he come with us and work all over the place.
How long
so is he? His eyes out of his head, making quarters.
So is he pretty popular?
Huh?
Is he popular?
Oh yeah, he's popular. He's probably the second most popular behind the little guy and the really small horse.
Really small horse?
Yeah, like you pay a quarter to see the horse, and the horse is so little that a little cup of water and a handful of hay is a mighty big meal.
What's the name of this carnival you're associated with, Vern?
We're with the Brawn outfit.
The Brawn?
We travel all over.
Do you have a few different carnivals? Like, if I were in, could there be a Brawn set up?
Like they send them around to different cities.
Cincinnati and Pittsburgh or something like that, or Cincinnati and maybe Yuma or, you know.
No, but they send them around to different cities, though.
Okay, but you're quarantining right now.
Just what we said.
But you're quarantining right now, correct, Vern?
Well, we have to stay in a trailer.
Okay.
So some people call that quarantining. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, pretty much. The world calls it that.
We had a discussion earlier this week, the three of us, Brian, Carrie, and I, and the discussion was the making of treats that you can purchase at the fair, and one of them was the elephant ear. And the other was a funnel cake. And I said, they're just different shapes. All thrown in the deep fryer. When you pull it out, they just sprinkle the powdered sugar on it, and one
same kind of batter.
Yeah, yeah. And Carrie said, "No, no, no. They're very different." And I said, "You know who would know? Vern Cunningham, Let's ask him. So, Vern, is the funnel cake recipe and the funnel cake recipe the same, or are they distinct?
Funnel cake or elephant ears.
Elephant ears. Yeah. Or are they distinctly different recipes?
Huh?
Yeah, see?
I was only pulling you guys.
Oh,
I really heard
that?
What you said.
Oh, you heard it?
That's awesome.
Oh, there's a joke.
Let me just explain this to you guys.
Okay. All right.
Stay with me.
Yes.
A funnel cake is like a fritter. You ever have them before? They're fritters and
yes.
They're fried.
Yeah.
And it's using fried up batter. They make up the batter and they fry it. That is a funnel cake.
Okay.
An elephant ear is fried dough, and they pound it on down so it's flat.
So there it.
Okay, so it's the difference between pouring batter in the hot oil or throwing dough into hot oil.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Well, there is a difference. And Carrie,
incredible amount of understanding just happened
and
right there.
Elephant ear got its name because it looks like an elephant ear.
Yeah, we figured that. How did the funnel cake get its name?
Because it looks like a funnel,
well,
like a cake funnel. if you pounded it down and flattened it out, a funnel.
How many, Vern? How much, Vern, should I be paying for a funnel cake at any carnival or fair that I attend?
You could probably get a good funnel cake for about $5.
$5.
It's super big. It's like, okay, let me say this for you guys, okay?
It's what?
If
how big is it?
A funnel cake, one that costs about $5.
Okay.
You could feed that little horse for a week.
Okay. All right.
Can horses eat? Can horses, any size horse eat funnel cake?
Any of the horses will eat them, but that little horse could eat one funnel cake if you plan it out perfectly.
Plan it out.
5 days for the whole funnel cake.
How long would an elephant ear last?
$5 to feed a horse for a week. That's pretty good.
How long would it take to feed a? How long would it take for that horse to eat an elephant ear?
Huh?
If you bought an elephant ear, Vern, how long would it take for that same horse to eat them?
I get the elephant ears for free. They don't make me pay for them.
Yeah, but how much would an elephant ear cost?
Probably about $4.75.
$4.75.
A little cheaper than a funnel cake, then.
They don't pound them down.
Yeah, right. They don't no really pound down funnel cakes either.
Yeah.
Unless you...
You know who pounds them down?
Yeah, the people.
Like, I could just go over there and ask Sally, you throw me one of them funnel cakes, and she gets it to me for nothing with powdered sugar on it.
What do you like better, a funnel cake or an elephant ear, Vern?
Huh?
Which do you like better?
They're the same thing.
You just got done explaining. Never mind how they were the
Vern,
thing.
Before we let you go, have you heard from management about when maybe you'll be out setting up camp again and starting to see the country and getting out?
Touring the world?
Yeah, right.
Greasing up the Super Himalaya?
It's probably going to be Saturday we're going to do it. We're just going to go and take the carnival all over the place. That's what you guys heard, right?
Saturday?
No, I haven't heard anything. That's why I'm asking you what the...
I heard it's going to be Saturday on the Carnival News Network.
The Carnival News Network?
CNN?
Yeah, no, not that CNN. The Carnival News Network.
Which is abbreviated.
Wait, do you spell carnival with a K where you work?
No, it's with a C. It's CNN Carnival News Network.
All right.
We'll have to have a look for that.
But it ain't CNN.
Hey,
right.
Are you seeing anybody, Vern?
Romantically?
Oh, no. Right now, I'm just seeing a wolf boy. He's like about on the other side of the trailer. That's all I
can
see, right?
No, I don't.
No, are you dating anyone?
Do you have a love interest? Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I ain't got nothing. Just a computer.
Nothing. I don't have any more.
When was the last time you had a date, Vern?
With a girl.
You remember that I was involved with the wolf boy's mom for a while.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
What happened to
her? Nobody knows where she is no more. I think she just got crazy and decided that the carnival wasn't really, you know, the life.
So you looked at that as kind of crazy.
It's crazy. Why would you? Why wouldn't you?
A lot of traveling and, I don't know, bad. Do you get medical care? Do you have an insurance plan?
We don't got nothing because the last time I tried to talk to the manager about my teeth, he said we ain't got nothing. And now I ain't got any. So I ain't got to worry about it anymore.
When was the last time you were home to see your family? You know, when was the last time you saw your family, Vern? You took a couple of days off and went home.
I don't even know where they are no more. Okay. Because I come from a long line of carnies, and everybody sort of went their own way.
Yeah,
well, they have to go to the bathroom.
Pantheon. Okay, Vern, boys, bearded ladies.
Yes,
tiny horses.
It is always a pleasure speaking with you, Vern. Always.
Huh? Yeah. Thanks, Vern.
It's a great conversation. Vern, take care. Hopefully quarantine's over soon and you can start handing out more Zeppelin mirrors, okay?
Oh, that'd be sweet. And some Pikachus and some Tiggers and Bart Simpson.
Absolutely. All right, Vern, thanks for the time this morning.
Uh-huh.
Vern Cunningham, show favorite.